Well, your neighborhood is actually nice.
I don't know, some of that too, like, yeah, I've actually worked on it, only for like a year and a half. There were people in the front house, and they were.
Oh, they had that.
They had a real stuff. Junk. But it was better than it was.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
It's actually 2 minutes. I need a stretch. Stretch more. And nickels, well, I have probably the next ring from the war. So, that's something I deal with every once in a while. Not the great war, just the war.
The war.
Too quiet in here. You guys are listening.
Uh-huh. Do we have to give a
to your site conversation
recap later?
Forget everything I said.
In this ear and out the other.
We're up here with the harassed board members.
I thought they went home.
Oh, really? We have a special guest.
I heard.
I need to talk to you after the meeting if you're still here.
If I'm still here.
Ta-da-da.
No promises.
I didn't want to bug you. You still have Sunday Mondays on?
Yeah.
Thought so.
Oh, that's eight.
So you came up here just to come to the meeting, huh?
Hi, Marilee.
I love that.
Hi, Marilee. Just had to see who's here.
The usual suspects.
Not even the usual suspects. It must be a nice day outside. I wouldn't know.
I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the Lake Shasta Community Services District monthly meeting, and we will start with roll call.
Director Chandler.
Here.
Director Cupp.
Here.
Director Mitchell's absent. Director Tucker.
Here.
Director Utech's absent.
Okay. Rick, would you lead us in the pledge of allegiance?
Sure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You're going to hear some feedback, I apologize.
We have nothing to report on closed session. Regarding our general manager performance evaluation. So we'll move on to public comments. This is an opportunity to speak on matters within our jurisdiction, and we ask that people limit their time to 3 minutes. But public portion will be limited to 30 total, and we ask that you only speak once, so we keep it kind of together. We will not respond. We will not get into any discussion on public comment, but it is your opportunity to address the board. So, anyone wishing to address the board? Bianca.
Yeah. Do I come somewhere or just say that?
Yeah, anywhere you're comfortable.
Okay, nice to see everybody. My name is Bianca Garza. I live in Weed. This is my first time here. I am here to let you all know that I'm running for District 3 County Supervisor. The election is this coming primary, not the general election, and I welcome conversations with staff as well as the board, probably one-on-one, so we don't violate any Brown Act rules. But I am a mother, I am a former school board member, and I'd be happy to get into more details about policy and what have you, again, one-on-one. And also I welcome community meetings to talk about what matters to y'all as well as what matters to me. Thank you,
Bianca. Yeah. I have a question regarding the disposal of lithium batteries that pose a fire risk. What should we do with those?
We don't accept them, but...
The dump?
The dump does, okay. Yeah.
Because I recently found some lithium batteries, like last night, that have expanded substantially that are quite a risk.
I get rid of them.
Yes.
They charge a fee.
Yes, that's fine. I just want to make sure they go to the correct location for those. Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
Anyone else? Well, Norm McIntosh, who was a longtime board member, and wife Rita, both. Nice to see you here. Okay, we will move on then to our consent items. Any items board members wishing to pull? Questions?
No, just comment on the financial part. I did an analysis, and we're two-thirds of the way through the year, so 66.7% of the way through the year, and our expenses are at 58.9%, so we're in line. We're a little bit behind, but that's good relative to budget, so I feel good about that. And we're working on the reconciliation process to get the balance sheet to look a little bit better. From the reporting I had some issues with last time, but we're working with our CPA and Cassell to get that. It's a timing thing, so we need to get our timing straightened out. But we're well on the way to doing that, so I feel confident that it'll work out. That's it.
Thank you.
Okay. Any questions, police or fire chief?
No.
I was just going to ask, I know that you guys posted, I'm trying to think if it was Instagram or on Facebook or on both, but and I appreciated that about the fire in Coyote Court, and then there was a recent one. Maybe you can elaborate a little bit more, but anyway, oh, I know, you guys and the police did too. I think that is just so important that the community know exactly what we're doing. I just wanted to say thank you for getting the information out and getting the correct information. People see things and they don't always see them correctly. And I don't know, I'm a big believer on, if you don't toot your own horn, no one else is going to. So anyway, Stephen, you want to elaborate on any of the things that are going on in the fire department and the incidents?
So the first one was the structure fire on Coyote Court, and what led me to post was CAL FIRE was getting a lot of praise for our work. So I received a text message and I got jumped on it because we were the majority of the units there. We did have one CAL FIRE engine. In the other post, it said CAL FIRE engines were lying down the road. They were actually our engines, but it's okay. CAL FIRE did help us tremendously, so not to down talk them at all, but our guys did great. And then the other post, I think, was regarding training burn that we had the other night. Yeah, so we burned about 5 acres around the campus, the college campus, and we were out there till midnight cleaning it up, burning. It's actually still burning right now. It's good. It's great training. Live fire training. There's nothing better than live fire training, especially for our new guys. We had all the new guys there. So getting ready for wildland season, which I think is coming up.
Next week.
Yeah, very soon.
People were asking about the smoke, too. And I know there's a couple of prescribed burns.
Yeah.
Even at Wetzel's.
Yeah, that same day that we burned, Wetzel's burned, my neighbors burned. So there was quite a bit of smoke in the area on Monday. I know it's annoying, but it's essential to protect us for the summer. So we've got to put up with it for a couple of days, otherwise we're going to have smoke all summer.
Yeah. Good.
Just one quick question for Steve. You know the status of the county's application for the emergency response for the cannabis grows in the county that they applied last summer and it was turned down. Is that going to be applied again?
I don't know anything about that. Yeah, that wouldn't be related to us.
Yeah. I know last summer you were for it, obviously,
yeah,
your guys if there's a problem, and I was just wondering,
yeah,
if you're going
to
reapply.
We did endorse it. I know we were asked to endorse it, which we did, because that's our primary response area of Shasta Vista. But I haven't heard anything since then.
Yeah. I haven't either. I went to the Sigma last Sigma meeting, and they didn't even say anything about
it. Yeah,
so.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
So two questions. One is, what's the status of the training our guys to be able to do the lot clearing? And then second, if you could just mention the Greenway site.
Yeah, so the Greenway site, we're open this weekend. Actually need to post today on Nextdoor and Facebook to advertise, because last time this whole season, we have had barely anybody turn up. So if they don't turn out this week with the great weather we've had, then I don't know what we're going to do, if we're ever going to get them to come back. So that'll be open this weekend, and then two times in April, and then once in May, and then it'll be done. I could see possibly the May one being canceled if this weather continues. And then, what was the other question?
The lot clearing.
The lot clearing, yeah. We haven't started any fuel abatement training or hiring yet. It's looking like we're probably going to have quite a few that are going to stick around that we currently have. CAL FIRE's not hiring as much as they have in the past 5 years. I don't think anybody in the academy has received a job offer yet from CAL FIRE, and I believe last academy, probably about 75% of them did by this point. So we probably should have a couple guys that will stick around and be able to jump back on that and start our fuel abatement program again. Okay. I hope so.
Great. That's good to know. I know there's a couple lots that I was going to mention. So, okay.
Can I add one thing? I apologize, I got to take off. We're in the middle of state fire training today, so I'm going to take off and go continue that.
Well, thank
we're
you
testing,
for being
not
here.
Training.
Thank you.
I think you might need to remind people too that all the trucks look and are painted the same.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to distinguish unless you see the emblem.
Yes, exactly. same type of truck, same color.
So, any update from you, Joan? I know there was a chemical spill up in Doris. You guys probably don't go up that far, but
it was a little far for us. The Facebook post, we had one of our officers kind of picked up the pace on that and took a liking to it. So you're going to probably see a lot more posts from our page, which is kind of cool. Just he was showing me statistics today of it. We grew from like 1,000 followers to, we went up 80% over the last like 2 months because of all the stuff we started doing. Yeah. On the board report, I added a new section. I don't know if you guys saw that or liked it. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you. I was trying to switch it up.
Remind myself.
I added the police reports taken or criminal reports.
Yeah.
Something that hasn't been on there, and there's always, it's stuff you don't see because not all cases have arrests and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So that would be a good stat to reflect and change it up.
I like the little thing you did about the new officer.
Yeah, not my idea. I can't take credit for that. That's our Facebook guy. Woods has taken over the Facebook, and he came up with that idea on his own, and I got a lot of praise over that. Within the first day, I was like, what are you talking about? So, it's pretty neat. He's looking forward to doing that every month and for, I guess, 3 more months, because then we'll run out of people.
Yeah, it'd be nice to meet him.
Is that just Facebook?
I think he does it on Facebook and maybe Nextdoor also.
Okay. I haven't seen anything, so I'm just curious.
I think maybe. I know for sure Facebook.
Okay.
I don't know about the Nextdoor.
Well, then I'll
actually,
see if I'm following it on Facebook.
I just looked at the Nextdoor thing today, and our last post was a long time ago. So
okay.
I think it's just on our
okay.
Facebook.
That's probably why I'm not seeing it.
You should follow us.
Well, that's why. Yeah,
Nextdoor.
That's why I'm asking.
We try to stay away from Nextdoor as much as possible. The Facebook side seems more
totally
positive.
I understand.
Okay. It looks like pretty straightforward on our water and sewer. So if there's not further questions, we will I'll ask for a motion for our consent items.
Make a motion. for said items.
I'll second it.
Thank you. Okay, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Okay, next, discussion items, action items. First is our manager's report. Not really any action, but take it away, Rick.
Okay. So I wanted to talk about the technology and modernization things that we're going through now. We've got a lot of irons in the fire. Been talking to you guys quite a bit over the last couple of months about what and why we're doing it. A lot of this is in response to a key employee leaving. Looked at it, and we're pretty vulnerable. You know, we've talked about the difficulty of getting qualified employees to do some of these jobs, and when you lose somebody that does a lot of these key things, I think that, you know, we need to take some action to make sure that we're covered when this happens. So a lot of this stuff is in response to that. I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the things we're doing. Like I said, we've got a lot of irons in the fire. We're in the middle of implementation on some of these things. Data gathering and whatnot, giving them to the vendors to get this stuff in. So the biggest one is the Cassell General Ledger and the bank reconciliation services. So we're into that now. Cassell is doing that. Cassell, our accounting software. They have CPAs that do this work. Having them do it, it's taking a lot of risk away. It's a complex process, and it's risky. You know, mistakes can be made, and it's just a stable way to continue forward. You know, we don't have to worry about losing one person. You know, it's going to be in place. The next step is gathering. We have an onboarding next Wednesday. We've installed some software onto the computers, onto the users, Jenny and Tara and I, on our computers to get into. They're transitioning to a new cloud system. We're a hosted environment, and they're transitioning to a new one. So that's kind of complicating the process also. But we have a kickoff meeting next Wednesday where they're going to tell us the information they need to move forward. The other thing we're doing is the Cassell Community Portal. That will be a new payment system. Now we're using Express Bill Pay. The advantage of that is that it's integrated with the Cassell system. There's a lot of manual entry that happens now that'll when a customer pays their bill now, Tara has to go through a manual process of entering those payments into the general ledger system. With this, it's integrated with Cassell. It's their system. When a customer pays, it automatically goes in. It takes, again, it does away with a lot of the errors that are possible, and it'll save a lot of time. Because we're down to two people in the office now, and these tools are going to allow us to do our work with a smaller staff. The next thing is the budgeting software, ClearGov. We have a kickoff meeting with them on April 1st. We've talked about that. It's a budgeting platform that's going to allow the department heads to really take ownership of their parts of this, which has been lacking in the past. It'll give you guys a single place, and it'll give the public a place to look. There will be dashboards that the public can go in, and you guys can go in and see where we're at and what we're doing. Much more transparent process, and the information will be presented clearly so everyone can understand it. The next thing is Waterworth. It's a rate analyzing and setting program that lets us look at the things that we need to do in the future and what we're going to have to charge to do those things and basically where we're at financially. Right now, we don't have a clear picture, and we've got a lot of challenges coming at us over the next decade and 2 decades. Water pipe replacements, sewer pipe replacements, a lot of things that are staring at us coming up. And I think in the past, we've been reactive, and we need to be more proactive with this. And we need to figure out what it's going to cost and what we're going to have to charge to enable us to do these things, to get our projects done and to make sure that our system is in good shape. The last one is a payroll system, and I haven't decided yet which one I want to go with. There's 2 paychecks and ADP. So I've been doing the payroll since January, and it is a pain inside of Cassell. Jenny's seen it. Jenny knows what it's like, and it is complex, and it's prone to error. And if you miss a checkbox, the whole system breaks. So we're going to move to a third party payroll system. I'm still looking at both of those and trying to decide which one. Each one has advantages and cons. Paychecks is significantly less money. It's about a third less money. I just need to make sure that they do the things that we need them to do. They'll take care of our taxes. They'll do the tax filings. They do employee onboarding, all the documentation that needs to be done with that. The employees will have an app where they just enter their time in the app. They do W-2s. They do all of that work. It'll be a lot better. One thing I have to say is that through this process, Jenny and Tara, these guys are grabbing the bull by the horns. They're finding things that need to be done, and I'm really, we couldn't do this without the work they do, and the initiative that they're taking to, see the things that need to be done. They've been just outstanding, and I want you guys to understand that about the job that they're doing. So the grand total on all of these programs is an annual cost of $37,900 a year, which is significantly less than what an employee costs. So anyway, if you have any questions about any of that.
Carl? No.
Nope. No. I sat in on the demo for the ClearGov, because I've worked for a budgeting software company for 5 years, so I understand the software a little bit. And I was impressed with the way they managed how the program worked and how it was laid out. So
I think with all of this, it's the reliability of the data that we have available and the ability to look at it and understand it, because none of us are accountants, and that stuff is complex. And I think that for our customers and for you guys and for us, it's really important that we have the tools to be able to present this stuff so that people understand what we're doing and why we're doing it.
One question I had was on the ADP and mm-hmm. the payroll.
Mm-hmm.
I know I mentioned this before about going to just payment of doing payroll once a month rather than twice a month, but
I'm not.
That wouldn't help as far as costs go.
No, no, no. Well, you mean the cost to them?
Yeah.
It's per payroll. I don't know. They did it based on biweekly payroll. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of monthly payrolls. Mainly because of the employees.
Uh-huh.
Because of the employees. I there's a lot of people that do weekly payrolls and that's even more, it's employee friendly. A monthly is tough to budget if you're a person. It's a lot tougher to budget that way. So just from an employee friendliness standpoint, I would not be in favor of going to monthly. I don't know if they would change their cost if they did that.
Yeah, well, I mean, just something I think.
I don't know. It's not, it wouldn't be significant. So, I mean, it's not the cost. So paychecks is $5,000 a year. And ADP is 6,500, and I'm trying to figure out if for that 6,500 we get more if there's more. I don't think there is. I've talked to people. There are people that are ADP fans. ADP is by far the largest one. They do like 20% of the payroll in the United States, so they're big. Mm-hmm. Paychecks offers you kind of a person. They have a person that is your point person. They're a little bit smaller company, but they're not small. They're the second largest one in the country. The feel that I've gotten from them in dealing with both of them, ADP and Paychex feels a little bit more personal to me, and that's important to us, you know, and the size that we are. So yeah, so If your question is, am I in favor of going to monthly payroll, I am not. Well,
I know we have a lot of hourly employees, so it probably wouldn't be complex doing monthly.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know that it's more complex. I just think that as an employee, I prefer bi-weekly to monthly.
Okay.
Well,
I gotta ask the question. All right.
So besides that, we're in the midst of, besides all this and what we're doing with all this and how time consuming all this is, we are right in the middle of regulatory reporting season too. We've got sewer and water reports that are due at the end of this month, some complex reporting. So
all of them are due on April 1st?
A lot of them are, yeah. The big ones are, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seems like yeah. We could, you know.
Seems like it.
It's a lot to ask for.
Yeah, yeah. The state will do what the state will do.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, any other questions for our general manager? Nope. We will then move on to our third item here, which is 2026 board goals. And I think it has my name on it, but I want to say that our general manager did a great job of taking our information and turning it into what I feel is a really good report of, you know, with the four different goals and then what those goals and desired outcomes would be and planned actions to get there, which I really, really appreciate. Just so everyone knows, the four goals start with stabilized financial reporting, which you just heard, we are moving in that direction with new software. The second one is to secure funding for water, sewer infrastructure projects. And the third one is to plan infrastructure priorities for sewer and water. And then the fourth is to document GM succession plan. Unfortunately,
I'm getting old. It's kind of the gist of it.
Yeah. But you know, I think that's always important to be looking at where we're going to go in the future with personnel. So, he is our one person that the board hires. So I think it's a very appropriate goal to be thinking about. But yeah, we hope you stay as long as you can. Anyway, any directors, comments, questions?
No. One thing I want to make sure we're clear on, we say 2026, and we call it fiscal year, which ends in June, or calendar year, which ends December 31?
Good question.
I think it's usually calendar year.
It is calendar, yeah. I know we're a little bit late getting this done, but...
I just wanted to be clear that it's not...
Sure. Sure.
3 months from now, it's nine, but still, clock's ticking.
Yeah. But I think this is a good exercise to do each year. I mean, anyone does goals, it's always amazing. You get to the end of the year and you look back and you say, wow, we accomplished X, because you put it in writing, you have a focus, you have a pathway to actually achieve those things. And it's always nice to be able to get to the end of the year and say, well, maybe we didn't complete this goal, but we at least tried and we got thus far on it. So, but it's just a magical thing that happens, I think, when you set goals. So I look forward to seeing some of these come to fruition this year.
I have another question.
Sure.
From a priority standpoint, mm-hmm. you know, because, you know, I help, you know, we all work together to come up with these goals, but is anyone, would it be better if we, you know, I'm just picking one at random, if we got number two but didn't have time for number four? Or do you want to do half of number two so we can't do number four or something like that? Are we, I'm not sure what the prioritization is.
Of the goals.
And maybe that's another discussion we can have, but,
sure.
but I think we ought to prioritize these.
What I'd like to do is have these come, maybe be on the agenda, especially next month, and have further discussion on them, but be reviewing them, you know, at least, you know, monthly
mm-hmm.
in some way, you know, whether it be in closed session or open session, because it's something that we do. And that way, you know, you're looking at the progress each month, and then you can kind of adjust the priorities. But with two directors out, I think it would be appropriate to start doing that next month.
We could, I just add that to my manager's report, a section, you know, on,
okay.
on where we're at and what we're doing. I, you know, Dave, I think that they're all number one priority.
I know, and that's
yeah.
a challenge.
Yeah,
it
is.
Maybe they are.
Well, and I think that
only 24 hours in the day.
Yeah, and I think the way you guys did it this year with the so in the past we've had this big long list, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big long list of stuff. And I think that we kind of got distilled here, you know, with the, you know, I think that these goals are the prioritization of some of the stuff we've looked at in the past. So yeah, and so I can add a piece to my report every month,
mm-hmm.
you know, where we're at on some of this stuff.
And if the priority is equal to all of them,
that's
okay too. I'm not saying
yeah, because I'd have a hard time. With these, you know, saying, you know, I can tell you what we're in the midst of. I mean, the first one, this the financial reporting. To me, that's kind of number one right now, especially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're because everything else follows from that, right? And you know, the funding and all of that all follows from the financial stuff. And knowing where we're at, you know, we have to know where we're at. And we have to know where we're going. And so, you know, to me, that's really the biggest one. And we're in the midst of that right now. All of these things are we're producing all of this stuff as a part of the processes that we're establishing now. And so, you know, then, I don't know. Did you want to talk about some of these things in more of the detail or not?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think what I'd like to do is get a motion to approve these,
okay.
right? So that they're established, and then, like I said, talk a little bit more next month when we have a full board.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Motion. Make the motion to approve this strategic goals report 2026.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion carries.
We have record of that.
Yep.
Jenny had to step out.
Yep. I got it.
Next, we have staff comments. Chief, any further comments?
I think you heard my voice enough.
Me?
Yep.
Yeah, I just want, I mean, I said it once, I want to say it again. These two have been outstanding with, I mean, they're finding things. There's, you know, with Dave and I were talking about it earlier. There's going to be, I'm going to miss some stuff because every day with this, it's a new learning experience.
Yeah.
And think about it, even if we brought somebody in, we're not going to find anybody that's familiar with this accounting system. And because it's complex and you know, they're helping me to make sure that we don't miss anything. And again, with Cassell, you know, they're very helpful. They're very, you know, I call them, you know, the payroll, if I have a problem with payroll, I've been doing payroll. And a big, another win, payroll is going out. People are going to get paid again tomorrow. That's my biggest fear. And it's going to happen again. Every time we get that ACH sent off to the bank, we're, it's a big deal. But I'm praising you guys again.
Thanks.
And how they're, I mean, they're finding things, you know, we need to do this, we need to do that. And it's, and I don't know what I'd be really in trouble without them. So anyway, that's my comment. Did you have a comment?
No. And yes, checks are ready. No comment.
Okay.
And that's my comment.
Okay.
Yes.
Then I'll move to board member comments. Director Tucker, you want to start?
Thank you for your participation and your comments. That's it.
Okay. Director Chandler?
I thought it was, the whole thing was very fascinating to do about all the new technology we're going through. Lots of people here are following it as the stages take place. I'm happy about that.
Well, I just want to say I was having a conversation with a friend of mine who has been a full, I mean, his whole entire life, he's in his 70s, lived in Siskiyou County, Wairega area, and just recently decided to relocate to Chico. And the one thing he just found was, he said, they approve, or they're looking at a 5-year increase in the sewer because they hadn't been doing their improvements. And he said their rates were going to go up over 100% or something. So it was so typical, I mean, of exactly what we've been through. And it just made me kind of laugh. I said, well, and I know Rick has said that a lot of the agencies are in the same boat, because infrastructure projects always seem to not have enough funding. You're always behind financially to try to do all the projects that you need to do. And so now, without the federal and state funding that I think a lot of agencies relied on, it's coming back to the actual, you know, users to pay for a lot of this stuff. So you're going to see a lot of increases, unfortunately. On a much brighter note, Norm, Rita, we missed you Saturday night at the museum dinner, but I still didn't win any baskets. But I know another Lake Justina resident, our soccer coach at the college, he was up there a couple of times. I said, next year I'm sitting next to him and letting him rub on my arm so I could maybe be so lucky. But anyway, it was a fun night, and it's always nice to see a lot of different people from a lot of different groups that supported the Wayne Museum, which I don't know if a lot of you know, they have the old fire trucks there. It's kind of a cool thing, I think, too. And sorry I missed the bubble event, but that sounded
like... We had like 200 people come. It was actually very, it was very successful.
We should have had to give a report on that.
You know, I wanted to know about lithium batteries. there's a fire risk at my house right now, and I really want it out. So I found it last night. It just the question that I know.
Yeah.
To go to the dump.
Bubbles was a great success.
But yes, Bubbles was a great success. We had a lot of people come.
That's really good. Yes, thank you for really doing fun. That. Lastly is the community yard sale. There's been a little bit of information. People keep asking when it's going to be, and it's going to be the first weekend in May. And Candace Green and Ryan Green have generously offered their time and energy to take it over this year from the Wetters. So look forward to that. It's a big community event. You need to be really mindful of the fact that we got a lot of people around that knowing where they're going. They might have to use our police department, I don't know. But hopefully with the red balloons and all, we won't have bad weather. That's the big thing.
Weather.
I always call it the inclement weather community yard sale. Hopefully this year will be better. So anyhow, I know it's kind of a short meeting, but I'm going to adjourn this meeting for now. Thank you all for coming.